Ian, many thanks for joining us. FinHarps Cooperative Society having a special general meeting in the Villarose Hotel in Balbuffet on Sunday the 28th of April. And I suppose fair to say this is one of the most important meetings that the club has had in decades, because there is so much at stake. And essentially this is a situation where you're going to update people on the new stadium project, and there'll be various motions, and a lot will be to do with fundraising and finding that pathway forward to enable the stadium dream to at last become a reality.
Yeah, it is indeed, Chris. I mean, we had our AGM last November, and where we discussed about introducing an annual membership. And I suppose the timing of the two things have collided a bit. They are almost separate things, the stadium itself and introducing an annual charge. The annual charge itself is in our constitution since day one, and it's something that the board could introduce. It's up to the board really to set what that fee is per the constitution or the rule book. But what we're doing in the two motions that have been presented this week is we are introducing a new share class and looking to close the current one to new entries as well. So basically what we're doing is we're trying to make the share ownership a little bit more accessible. So currently, to buy a share in FinHarps, it's €317. Our new model is it's going to be for an adult. If you are not a member, sorry, if you're a member of the 500 Club, it's €120 per year. So it's just €10 a month. And if you are not a member of the 500 Club, it's €15 a month, so €180. And then for seniors or students, it's €10 a month if you're not a member of the 500 Club. And if you are a member of the 500 Club, it's only €5 a month. So we're trying to make it a lot more accessible to sort of broaden the net out to get more people involved in the club. It is important that we start raising our funds for the new stadium. This is one of many different avenues that we're looking to do so. It's quite common in most of the cooperatives that that are in existence that they currently have these. Not just sporting clubs, but all types of cooperatives.
So just to be clear, how many members are there at the moment? How many shareholders are there within the club?
There's just over 600 at the moment. Now, a lot of those have been in place since the cooperative was first formed. So a lot of them are from that period. Quite a few would have passed on since then. In terms of active membership at the moment, that number is probably somewhere around the 250 to 300 of people that are actively involved in the club, you know, that attend meetings and things like that.
So you'd be hoping to get new blood, so to speak, and new members, and increasing the participation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It is an opportunity as well for us to meet with the shareholders and discuss there's a lot has gone into this project, not just in the last couple of years, but in the last 10, 15, 20 years, you know, since we've been trying to move towards building new infrastructure.
And the structure now, how will this affect people in terms of being able to vote or attend annual general meetings? What happens there?
Yeah, so for existing shareholders, they remain shareholders even if they don't pay the annual membership. However, they don't have shareholder rights at AGMs or special meetings. In order to be able to vote, you have to pay your annual membership. The new members themselves joining in after 12 months, they will have voting rights. So the first 12 months of payments goes towards the share acquisition, and then afterwards the the charge goes towards your annual charge.
So that's one thing. And then at the same time, obviously a lot has been going on behind the scenes in terms of the new stadium. And just to explain to people, we're talking, what, about 7 million, the overall cost, and the club basically has to raise sort of about 20%. Is that it in pretty black and white terms?
Yeah, so we have to raise 1.5 million. The total bill cost that we're aiming for is 7.3 million for this phase. We've received government funding for that, and we've got support from the FAI and the council. We've got a gap of 1.5 million. That has been one of the biggest challenges that we've faced so far, in that when we're when we're looking to get this project started, both the government and our lending providers have insisted that all of the funds is in place, either in cash or in facilities, before the project starts. So in the case of the Donegal County Council, they will be paying us over 3 years, and the FAI are paying us over 10 years. So we've had to go out and get a facility to back that up so that we get the cash up front. Because when you start the works, you have to incur all the costs yourself before you can claim it back from the government. So you've got to have certified works in accordance with what you've actually submitted in your grant application. So they then review the certified works, and they will pay you between 30 and 60 days after you've submitted your claim. So it's really important that all of the cash is in place up front. We've got a facility in place for the County Council and FEI amounts, but also we still had a gap of 1.5 million ourselves. And the only way that we were able to see that we could get that in place before it started was that we had to go and speak with the trustees of Finn Park. Back in 2005, when the stadium move first started, the trustees had agreed to move across to Stranorder, so they would become the owners of the pitch in Stranorder. They would then hand over the, there would be a swap basically of the land in Stranorder to and the club itself would receive Finn Park. Now the stadium in Stranorder would have to be debt-free, just like Finn Park is at the moment. We've been having talks with bridging finance companies about being able to borrow on the back of this legal arrangement, which will allow us to transfer ownership of Finn Park to us. So they had comfort in the fact that we would be able to sell an asset to repay the monies that we borrow.
So the
move itself ultimately wouldn't have happened had we not had that arrangement in place.
And ultimately, when it all goes through, what is the existing Finn Park ground, that will be sold to Park Fund Things?
Yes, it will, yes. I mean, the only way we can get around that is if we raise funds in excess of what we expect at the moment, and we're able to pay off the bridging finance in cash.
And is there a possibility of naming rights on a new stadium or a big player coming in with corporate sponsorship?
Yes, there is. Yeah, we do have to get approval from the government, because it has to be, as in the sponsor itself would have to be approved. As in, you know, it can't be drinks companies and things like that. It has to fit in the ethos of what the funding was received for. So yes, absolutely, we will be looking to sell the naming rights, not just of the stadium itself, but of some of the stands and different facilities within the ground. So that's something we will be actively looking to promote to commercial interests.
So no doubt there'll be plenty of discussion at this special meeting of the Finn Harps Cooperative Society, Sunday the 28th of April in the Villarose Hotel in Balbafay. Finally, Ian, you know, as things stand now, what's the best case scenario as far as you can see for Harps progressing and getting that new stadium? How soon could you see construction?
Chris, do you know that somebody recently told me we were going through some vision and values and mission statements of the club recently, and they did a review of the club themselves, going through the history books. And back when the club first formed, the club, for the first, they broke it up into the period pre-1980 and post-1980. And pre-1980 was all about being ambitious, believing that we can do it, believing that we can beat the odds. And post-1980 was all about survival. I think we need to get to the point again where we're being ambitious, where we're being bold, and we actually state, look, these are facilities and assets that we deserve in Donegal. We are known as the Forgotten County. And look, in terms from, to answer your question on time frames, it's all down to how and when we can fundraise. We do have to go back in to update our planning, because we've been approved for a modular stadium, and the planning was for a concrete-based one. So we have to update our planning, but once that's in place, we would hope to be able to move very soon after that.